On December 13th, 2021, law number 10,071 came into effect, called the Law of Attraction of Film Investments in Costa Rica. In this way, Congress declares of public interest the attraction of investments from the international film industry, its promotion, and the generation of productive change. What is really strange is that there were no advertising campaigns or generalized information on the approval of this new regulation, which would be the ideal way to spread its existence. The purpose of this law is to promote investment and development of international film productions, co-productions, and activities in Costa Rica as a source of economic generation, productive change, creation of enterprises, and hiring of Costa Rican human talent, including a significant impact on the tourist and commercial sectors, for which a number of incentives contained will be granted. Those activities must be carried out totally or partially in Costa Rica. The filmic activities considered for the benefits of this law are those of the entertainment industry aimed at a worldwide international market, such as the following: short, medium, and long-length films, documentaries, series, and novels, reality TV shows, audiovisual marketing pieces, commercials, video clips, serial programs or their chapters, post-production services, drawing, digital animation, and videograms. Each film project must be structured and executed for specific periods. The list of incentives of the law is as follows. Producers will be exempt from income tax on dependent or independent personal work and from withholdings for remittances abroad from foreign personnel for payments to actors, actresses, directors, producers, technical personnel, and all those necessary for the development of the project, provided that said payments are not made with funds from a Costa Rican source. Temporary importation of equipment and spare parts for film and audiovisual production to the territory with suspension of all import taxes, as well as exempt from guaranteed deposit. Said merchandise must clearly be identified and must be definitively re-exported or imported within a maximum period of 15 days from the end of the period granted by the procomer to the film or audiovisual product. Through regulations approved by the Customs Directorate, the abbreviated procedure to carry out these imports will be established. They have exemption from all taxes and levies, fees, or contributions to imports that fall on tools, clothing, makeup, scenery, and technical materials that are required to carry out the project. Likewise, the people in charge of entering materials, equipment, or clothing for the project will be provided with the entry of the corresponding luggage without paying taxes or other charges. When the producers make purchases of goods and services in Costa Rica directly related to the project, which exceed an amount of $500,000, wow, they will be granted a refund of 90% of the amount total value added tax that they have paid on these. The remaining 10% will be allocated to the Fund for Audiovisual and Cinematographic, that's a tough word, development run by the Costa Rican Center and the Ministry of Culture and Youth. Migratory advantages. The General Directorate of Migration and Immigration will grant within a maximum period of 20 business days from the recommendation of the Costa Rican foreign trade promoter the temporary work visa and or immigration permit to foreigners who are required for the development or execution of the project, subjects to this law. It is also established that the government and its institutions will facilitate the permits for the access and filming of the projects in areas or locations that are under their administration whenever this is feasible, for which the respective authority will determine the measures or limitations deemed necessary. In the case of natural areas, in addition, the corresponding entity will provide the permits, establishing the protocols, limitations, and exceptions necessary to ensure the protection of the environment. I wonder who comes up with all of these words. I've read all this, I've shared it with you, and I don't understand anything about it. All I know is law number 10,071 was made December 13th, 2021 to attract film investments in Costa Rica. And that's really all we need to know. That is the good news. And I hope you come back for more tomorrow. I promise you it will be more interesting than what you just heard. Pura Vida, thanks for listening, and we will see you next time.